My name is Gennady Ryabko. I am representing the Airlaunch Air Force Corporation. Aerospace Corporation, which is a very young company, established just about half a year ago, and we are practically the first Russian private aerospace company, which is not affiliated to any federal programs, federal funds.
Good evening, Gennady. Welcome to the space show.
Thank you very much, Andrew. It's my pleasure to meet you at this very reputable Congress. I'm very honored to participate in this 49th International Astronautics Congress.
In Russia, of course, you're in the part of the Soviet Union, and everything was state-controlled. But now there's another regime there, and the chance to form new private companies. I believe you have formed one such company.
Well, the idea to form such a company was born a year ago by a joint idea of an air transportation company, Polyot, not to be mixed with the Polyot Makeyev Design Bureau, Omsk Aerospace Company. Polyot is an air transportation company which owns the biggest aircraft, AN-124 Ruslan, which can carry 150 tons to 5,000 kilometers. The idea of mating the rocket with an aircraft is not new, but it was first such a system was tested in late 70s in the United States of America, but there were some ideas to carry missiles underneath or above the aircraft, because there were no such big aircraft as AN-124. And the company Polyot, air transportation company, is the first Russian private air transportation company, and they approached some people from the aerospace industry in Russia, some very good experts, very good engineers, and there is no secret that without many federal orders, such people are eager to participate in an enterprise of such scale like the Airlaunch project. That's why now we are established Airlaunch Aerospace Corporation with four shareholders so far, and we reserved about 40-45% of our stock for foreign investors. So trying to invest or to attract investors as well as strategic partners. I mean, the companies which are developing satellite constellations, which are managing satellite constellations, who can be our customers.
So the basic idea then is that you have this rocket mounted on an aircraft, and you take it up to some altitude and then drop the rocket, and it fires off and gets you into space.
Yeah. The rocket has been loaded into the aircraft, and then aircraft is taking off and can deliver the rocket to any point in the world, and at the altitude of 30 to 35,000 feet, the rocket is launched, but it's not dropped, it's ejected by compressed air from the aircraft, and then it free falls for about 6 to 7 seconds, stabilizes by parachute, and then at this stage the first stage ignites and the rocket starts its journey to orbit. And the advantages of such a project are many. First of all, we don't have to start the rocket from the ground. and to develop very expensive ground-based infrastructure. The aircraft can take off from any airfield which has a runway of 3 kilometers long, and then it can be, I mean, the rocket can be fueled or refueled by any transportable equipment, because the propellant components are very inexpensive, existing practically in any region in the world, and they are non-toxic, they are environment friendly, and these advantages allow us to hope that the cost of the launch by the air launch system will be 20-25% less than of now existing launch services providers. This the basic idea of the air launch project.
Being able to take off from small airfields anywhere in the world, could that allow you to get around one of the problems which the United States has with their satellites? They will not allow their satellites sometimes to be exported, say, to outer space via Russia or the Ukraine, because they're worried you're going to steal them. By allowing the aircraft to fly, say, to Australia or to America, load the thing there and then fly from there, would that get around that problem?
You are absolutely right. This one of the main advantages of our project is that we can solve the problem of export of limitations on control or export of technology. Because, as you said yourself, the problem exists, especially in the United States of America. The State Department is very reluctant to allow the space technology to be transferred to any other country, and it takes them usually just about 1 year to decide whether to allow or not to satellites to be delivered to a foreign country to be mated with a launch vehicle and be launched into any orbit. We can land at any airfield in the territory of our customer, in the territory of the United States of America, Australia, France, Africa, Asia, anywhere. But the only requirement is 3 kilometers length runway. That's all. Because the refueling equipment can be delivered by another airplane to the same airfield. And the spacecraft of the customer can be mated to the launch vehicle or to the rocket by the customer's engineers, by the customer's specialists, without compromising any technology, without giving away any secrets. And then the team of the engineers or the customer or experts, or they can board the airplane and fly with the flight control crew to any point and to be witnesses to the launch, and then safely or get back to any destination they want to. That allows us to hope for more relaxed requirements from the customers, controlling or establishment like State Department or maybe Congress of the United States of America or any other institutions which are restricting the export of technology.
Assuming that you managed to win some contracts, how soon could you get this vehicle flying?
I'm sorry, just...
Assuming that you win contracts, launch contracts, how soon could you get this system flying?
As soon as... the problem is now that we are not getting any federal funds. The situation in Russia, economical situation, is not excellent. Many federal programs are being curtailed, with the exception maybe of space station. And so our main concern is now to attract investments, to attract credits maybe, or better, to attract shareholders, foreign shareholders, strategic partners, any people who want to make the space business together with us. And we contacted many Russian aerospace companies, federal aerospace companies. We contacted many people who were involved in developing such a project as Energia, Buran, Sea Launch. They are working for us already, but they are eager to get contracts. And as soon as we get some money to pay for the feasibility study, to pay these people, to make sure these people that they will get money for their work, I think the first launch, commercial launch, will be 2 years from now. We are sure of such a short term, because the components, main components of the rocket, are very well proven, are very well tested, and they could be taken from existing and going out of service military missiles, such as control systems, such as maybe tanks. The nose fairing will be taken from an existing Molniya launch vehicle. The only new feature of the rocket will be engines. The engines RD-0124, the engine RD-0124, which is now being developed for Soyuz 2 launch vehicle, is a liquid oxygen kerosene engine. And we decided to convert it to liquid oxygen natural gas engine. The advantage of such a composition of fuel components is that natural gas will provide the engine with 30% more power, and the reliability of the engines will be 100%. You know the problems with the existing liquid oxygen kerosene engines, such as Zenit 3, which exploded not long ago when about 1 billion worth of satellites was lost. The liquid oxygen and natural gas engine, liquefied natural gas engine, will be rich on fuel, so there will be no danger of explosion. And you can switch it on, switch it off, switch it on, switch it off. You can test it before launching, like an automobile. Automobile you switch on, then just warm it up a little bit, then switch it off, and switch it on, and you can go. The same thing will be with the new missile. You can switch it on, test the engine, switch it off, the gas evaporates. There will be no oxidizing particles, no oxidizing material left in the engine, so no, practically no danger of explosion. That will determine the cost of insurance, and subsequently the cost of the launch, and subsequently the potential of attracting customers.
Well, we certainly hope that this system is successful, and that you win your contracts, and that it all works. And we'd like to thank you for joining us tonight on the Space Show.
Oh, thank you very much, Andrew. I was happy to answer your questions, and I hope you'll correct my English when editing the interview.
That's fine. You're doing much better in English than I am in Russian. Thank you, Gennady.
All right.
Okay.
Goodbye.